Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. How high could gasoline prices go in Kansas? Well, Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell asked an expert.
Jennifer Hall with AAA of Kansas said there are things that have come into play that were unexpected, like reimposed sanctions on Iran, so it's still hard to tell.
We're going to have a lot of outside influence other than just demand and what kind of inventories we have. We have more inventory than last year's levels, but that's still coming down. And I think demand is certainly not going to go down for this time of year. So it's going to be an interesting summer, to say the least.
This also doesn't put into play any supply issues that could come from the late summer hurricane season, depending on how it impacts Gulf Coast drilling.
An assistant U.S. attorney in Kansas refused to answer nearly all the questions he was asked during a federal court hearing arising from an investigation into the taping of attorney-client meetings and phone calls at a detention facility in Leavenworth. Attorney Scott Rask said he was not authorized to answer questions during a hearing to determine if prosecutors in the office improperly used secret recordings of conversations between inmates and their attorneys.
At yesterday's meeting, the Wichita City Council adopted a couple of resolutions supporting this year's Wichita River Festival.
The council first adopted a resolution to allow alcohol consumption during Riverfest. They did this by establishing a temporary entertainment district around Century 2 and the Hyatt Regency Wichita. The council also adopted a resolution to allow Wichita Festivals Incorporated to gate A. Price Woodard Park and the lawn adjacent to the Hyatt Regency. Riverfest runs from June 1st through the 9th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Members of Kansas' congressional delegation are pushing for faster environmental cleanup at a former ammunition plant in the northeastern part of the state.
The Army began cleaning up contaminants 3 years ago from the former Sunflower Army Ammunition Plant. The facility produced gunpowder and rocket propellants during several wars. The Kansas City Star reports the Army says it's making progress, but some federal lawmakers from Kansas are concerned about the 2028 target date to finish cleaning up the 5,300 acres. Senator Jerry Moran and Representative Kevin Yoder, both Republicans, are pressuring the Army to speed up the progress. Yoder says Johnson County residents deserve to have this land back for productive use in the community. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
A new study sheds some light on those who have tried vaping.
A new study shows 1 in 7 adult Americans have tried electronic cigarettes. That number is an increase from previous research, but is offset by a small decline in the number of people who are currently using the devices. The new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association also shows recent use by teens declined in 2016 after rising in previous years. E-cigarettes are battery-powered devices which turn liquid, often flavored and containing nicotine, into an inhalable vapor. While marketed as a way to help smokers quit, there's uncertainty over their long-term health effects. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A new report indicates some Americans are spending too much time inside.
You've heard of Generation X and Y. What about Generation I, as in indoor? A report commissioned by window manufacturer Velux finds a quarter of Americans spend almost all of their time inside, only venturing outside during their commute to work or school. And the World Health Organization found many people spent 90% of their time inside. The findings reported in the Washington Times raise concerns about breathing poorly ventilated indoor air full of pollution like germs and mold growth and possibly asbestos. It could actually be worse than outdoor pollution. The Indoor Generation Report surveyed 16,000 people from 14 countries in Europe and North America. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan. Ken.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy start to the day, we expect to be sunny this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 70s by lunchtime, 84 for the high later on. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 65. Should be dry on Thursday with tomorrow's high getting to 86. And a system moving our way on Thursday night and Friday may bring us a few thunderstorms. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, cloudy sky and some scattered showers in the Wichita area. 63 degrees. We've got northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, and that means it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning. It says he's got a lot to tell us about today, right, Ted?
Yeah, and we'll start out with a death from yesterday of a literary pioneer.
Writer Tom Wolfe, often seen in his trademark white suit, best known for Bonfire of the Vanities, made into a 1990 film starring Bruce Willis and Tom Hanks.
You want to build a road or a hospital? And you need a lot of money?
Also known for The Right Stuff, adapted from his book immortalizing America's first astronauts and Chuck Yeager, the pilot who broke the sound barrier.
Some kind of war hero.
Wolf, who's credited with popularizing the phrase pushing the envelope and dubbing the 70s the me decade, also broke ground with a style called new journalism, which used novelistic techniques in nonfiction. His agent said Wolf died after an infection. He survived by his wife, daughter, and son. Wolf was 88. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Dolly Parton has teamed with a non-blonde for a Jennifer Aniston film soundtrack.
Dolly Parton partnered with hitmaker producer Linda Perry for the upcoming Dumplin', a film starring Jennifer Aniston. The album, which Parton executive produced, will come out later this year, includes six new songs co-written by Parton and Perry, and features a number of guest appearances as well as newly recorded versions of several previously released Parton songs. Former Four Non Blondes singer has written huge hits for Pink, Christina Aguilera, and Gwen Stefani. The film is based on Julie Murphy's best-selling book about a plus-size girl who enters a beauty pageant to defy her mom, who is a former pageant queen. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Tesla's guitarist chats about his newest project.
Fans of the rock band Tesla know the screaming licks of guitarist Frank Hannon well.
I'm known as the lead guitarist of Tesla. And I love playing lead guitar, don't get me wrong, but I also love singing.
Hannon sat down with me in our studios with his guitar to talk about his solo cover song project, now in its second installment, From One Place to Another, Volume 2, and the motivation behind it.
Peter Frampton, Joe Walsh, Rick Derringer, Ted Nugent, those kind of guitar players that sing, that's always been something that I love.
He also got a huge push to pursue singing from Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band.
He encouraged me to learn a bunch of different songs. Right. He said, that's how you learn to sing.
Is he like a coach?
He's my father-in-law. I married his daughter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. She's amazing.
Between touring with Tesla and playing his solo stuff, all signs point to some killer music coming at you live this summer. Laura Ingle.
The sign says Fox News.
You gotta love that.
Let's take a look at the new TV lineup coming up on Fox this year.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on the new Fox TV stars heading to the 2018 schedule, including three new comedies. After a highly contested hiatus, Last Man Standing heads to Fox for season 7. Star Tim Allen says it's all thanks to fan demand.
The fact is, this is all brought back to Fox because of the people out there.
The Cool Kids features a cast of greats, including Vicki Lawrence and David Alan Grier. It's set in a retirement community, which they call prime placement for hilarity.
The dynamics are the same as middle school, but they're just older.
Get Out's Lil Ray Howery gets his own show based on his post-divorce life, co-starring Sinbad.
I've always been comfortable talking about things that happened to me or how I grew up or crazy events or whatever.
Also coming to Fox, Gordon Ramsay cooks up something new with 24 Hours to Hell and Back.
I think it's me at my best because I'm relentless, firmer, harsher, brutally honest, and I got the collateral damage before I get there. So there's no BS.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The Television Academy about to give some unique insight into the history of TV.
Carol Burnett says the idea of her famous Starlet O'Hara dress came from costume designer Bob Mackie. Well, Michael J. Fox recalls he was at the bottom of the barrel selling parts of his couch in order to live in Los Angeles.
I needed something really major to pull me out of this abyss that I was in. And I got an audition for Family Ties.
These stories and more are part of The Interviews, an oral history of television, an extraordinary collection of 4,000-plus hours of video Q&As recorded over more than two decades by the Television Academy Foundation. on Wednesday. The new website will make some 800 interviews and more to come, available free to all visitors. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Let's check in with some of the comedy last night. How about The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon?
Khloe Kardashian posted that the first thing she ate after giving birth was McDonald's hash browns. When asked when she started craving McDonald's, she was like, right after they offered me $2 million to mention the hash browns. And I really got craving for the hash browns.
Let's check in on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
The clothing store The Gap has created a bit of an international uproar after being criticized by the Chinese government. The company issued an apology and pulled a T-shirt featuring an incorrect map of China. Now, was it really necessary for them to do this? Like, it's okay, Gap. Nobody is using your T-shirt as a navigational tool. And I was like, honey, check your T-shirt. Do I turn right or left at Nanchang? What is it, huh? I guess it's good that they apologize. Now I would like the Gap to apologize to me for what they consider a men's medium.
James Corden last night. We have a few anniversaries to note. 30 years ago on this night, the series finale of the TV show Cagney and Lacey, which won a ton of Emmy Awards during its run on seven seasons on television. Did you watch Cagney and Lacey?
No.
I did not either. My mom was a huge Cagney and
Lacey
fan.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
So that had wrapped up 30 years ago tonight. 20 years ago on this night, the series finale of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Jane Seymour playing a frontier doctor in Colorado Springs. That was on the air for six seasons.
Was it?
And had its series finale 20 years ago
on this
night. My wife
liked that. She's a big fan of Jane Seymour.
Yeah, well, so
yeah.
Am I.
Yeah.
And, Steve, we mark a movie today that is celebrating its 50th anniversary. 50 years ago today, it came out in Wichita movie theaters, a film called The Odd Couple.
Wow.
Which was Neil Simon wrote a great script.
Terrific.
About two yeah. very different men forced to live together, one very fastidious, one a complete slob.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau playing those roles in the movie. They thought about casting Frank Sinatra and Jackie Gleason as those two. As the fastidious Felix, they thought about Dick Van Dyke or Tony Randall. Of course, Tony Randall ended up getting the part in the
TV
show.
Yeah.
They also thought about Jack Klugman and Mickey Rooney as Oscar. Klugman ended up getting the TV role.
Yeah.
But they ended up with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Of course, Matthau had played the role on Broadway as well. Let's get a little Odd Couple action.
All right, Oscar, I'd like to know what's happened.
What's happened?
Is it something I said or something I did?
Don't stop me, Felix.
Is it the cooking or the cleaning, the crying?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. The cooking, the cleaning, the crying. It's the talking in your sleep. It's those moose calls that open your ears at 2 o'clock in the morning. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow. We are all out of cornflakes, F.U. Took me 3 hours to figure out that F.U. was Felix Unger.
Oh, boy.
That's
terrific.
Yes, oh, that's Neil Simon just nailing it right
Brilliant.
There. That's
Brilliant.
Good stuff. The movie The Odd Couple, it came out 50 years ago today. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty pizza Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's right there off of K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Hutchinson Company expanding in the U.K. Steve, it's 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.